Item number 13 from Delinquency and Court Services Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2014 purchase of service contracts with community agencies for a variety of Delinquency and Court Services Division programs. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. Okay.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, if you'd like an overview of the report, we have Michelle Naples here that can do that on behalf of Tom Wanta, who was not able to make it here today.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, the contracts before you today represent a variety of community-based programs for youth in the juvenile justice system, and they emphasize alternatives to detention and alternatives to juvenile corrections. And they include contracts for shelter care, for level 2 monitoring, which is a predispositional monitoring program as an alternative to detention for youth pending court. They include group care, day treatment programs, and alternative education programs, targeted monitoring programs, who serve our deeper end kids who are at risk of juvenile corrections, providing them with daily contact and cognitive-based interventions and evidence-based practices. And we also provide reentry coordination for youth returning from juvenile corrections to ensure safe return of youth into the community. One change reflected in this report has to do with group care. We received notice on December 2nd that one of our longstanding providers, Southeastern Youth and Family Services, wished to end their contract with us due to cited financial reasons, that the amount of the contract was not meeting their proposed budget for 2014. So in response to that, we last week let out a request for proposals for another group home contract, and we will be returning we hope to have a contract in place by April 1st of next year to serve youth who are in need of group care services.
Okay.
Supervisor Mayhill?
Yes, can you tell me the name of the group that decided to let their contract go?
Yes, Southeastern Youth and Family Services. They're now partnered with Pathfinders. They operate a group home called Unity House.
Oh, they let it go? Really?
I don't know what their current status of their building is as a group home, but they decided to end their contract with us.
I move approval.
Okay. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How is the First Child Juvenile Offenders Program going? Is SDC doing a good job, or are they meeting that success rate of 70%? Is it still 70%?
Yes, 75, I believe.
75%, okay.
Yes, Madam Chair and Supervisor Stamper, yes, mm-hmm. The Social Development Commission is doing a good job. Our numbers are down in that program, but we have been meeting with the District Attorney's Office and other partners to ensure that all appropriate youth first offenders are referred to that program, because we do believe that it meets the youth's needs and provides the tracking services and other community-based services to help them avoid further penetration in the juvenile justice system.
Right, well, for the community, the fact that the numbers are down was a positive thing. For the agency, probably not so much, but are they still fee-for-service?
Yes.
Okay. And I know in my report, when I worked for this program, I used to provide the amount of dollars that were saved for that particular year. Is that still a requirement, and do you know that offhand? Let them understand how much money is actually being saved for the community.
Supervisor Stamper, no, I'm sorry, I don't have that number.
Okay. Well, it was $286 a day times how many days versus every youth that was in the program for that year. So just a little history, that's all. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Okay. That was in 2008.
We do have a motion for approval on item number 13 by Supervisor Mayo. Are there any further comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.